Oh, hey, dude. I'm not saying, I'm just trying to figure something out for my homework. Yeah, office wanted me to do something to fix some stupid project that's been like late for the deadline, but I forgot to do it, so here we are. No, I'm good. I just no. Nah, I'm not really in the mood to go out tonight, so. Yeah, okay, why? Oh, this? It's just my pen. What's wrong with chewing on your pen? It's my pen, it's not like anybody else's pen. I handle your business, really. Anyway, you can tell everyone else I'm not going. I need to focus on this thing. What? Well, if it bothers you, then fucking go, dude. I'm trying to work here. It's certainly not helping. What? No, there's nothing fucking wrong with me. What is everyone's deal today? Oh. Listen. Don't you even mention his fucking name in this house, bro. Like, I'm doing my best to keep, move past it. So, I'll be fine. Just, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here and work and fucking let me chew on my pen if I want to, for fuck's sake. Fine, give me that. Well, don't know what you're thinking, but no, I'm fully fucking over him. That's not my issue right now. Well, my issue is I have shit to do, and I have this annoying fucking dude asking me stupid questions like, "Hey, you want to go out? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to..." No, I don't want to do anything. Just stop questioning me about my weird fucking habit. I like chewing shit, okay? I like putting stuff in my mouth. That didn't come out right. You get the point. Oh, what? Well, I'll let you know right now. What you're insinuating is not... It doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense. What does oral fixation have to do with this? Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense, but... What is the point? He's gone. There is no way for me to fucking get my kicks and shit. So, if you don't mind, this is the only way I'm gonna satisfy what's, I don't know, this weird Freudian thing that you're insinuating. Or, was it Freud? I don't know. I don't care. But, let me fucking chew my pen in peace. Let me deal with this oral fixation on my own. Okay? Listen, if you're so bothered by it, why don't you just fucking help me then? You see, now you're flabbergasted. You're so all up on my business. Well, I give you a fucking solution to solve your problem, because it seems like you're the one who's having a problem with this thing. You don't want it. See, there's only three options here, sir. Either you get the fuck out and hang out with our friends, yeah? Or you just learn how to fucking deal with it while we're here. Or you just help me out. There's no fucking issue with that, okay? What? Well, let's think about this. You've already helped me before in relieving some problems, and I have helped you in the past too. So, I don't think it's that much of a stretch for me to ask you to help me deal with a stupid thing that you can't quite seem to deal with. So, I say it's a win-win, don't you think? Now I'm like getting self-conscious and trying not to shove this in my fucking mouth. Oh, I can't help it. Something in, like, a thing that my ex and I used to do was just, I don't want to go there. Can we not go there, please? I want, either you help me out or you get going. Yeah, you are going to have to deal with these consequences in the long term until I find someone else who can, you know, maybe I should just, actually, maybe I should just check Tinder. What? You don't want me to check Tinder? It's too soon? It's not really like, this is a hookup, dude. It's nothing to deal with. Oh, I don't want beer. I want cock. Okay? Well, there's a difference. That's why I don't want to hang out with you guys. So, like I said, you seem to be very, very disturbed by me shoving pens into my mouth. And you're going to have to learn how to deal with it for the next couple of days until I get this out of my system. Or you help me get this out of my system right now. Or, you know, you could just leave and go get drinks with the guys. So, this is really like wasting both of our times, just you and I going back and forth like this. So I would rather we make a decision right now. There we go. I'm going to text the group chat. Tell them you're not coming. Well, they know that you're not coming because of me. They know exactly what's about to happen. So nobody's going to be disturbing us for a bit. Okay? Please. Everybody fucks each other in this group anyways. Not like it matters. Da-da-da. Done. Now, help me. Yes, put your pants down. Pull them out. Pull them out. No, 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 no. Oh, of course I'm excited. I don't think you... Look at the state of this pen. Look, look, look. Yeah. I need it. Please. Blame fathers of psychology for... getting us to this conclusion, but take it off now. Help me. Help me help you, okay? Good. Nice. I know I should be all seductive and everything and be like, ooh, nice cock and all of that, but I've seen your cock for like how many times now, and there is still that surprise factor. I'll let you know that to, you know, help you stroke that ego. And that cock and get it nice and hard. But I'm really desperate for some cock in my mouth right now. And of all the options I can think of, yours is the best. So I hope that sort of helps you out, get you in the mood and shit. And if it doesn't, that's okay. Let me just, you know, help things along. Take... this fucking bra's too tight sometimes, I swear. There. Nice. Always. Swear to God, my ex is missing out a lot. But I'm not gonna let him touch me anymore, so I guess it's just gonna be you. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying you're lucky, is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying you're lucky you even get to. You get it. You get it. We get it. We've been here. Now. Yay! No, you don't understand. I've needed some cock for, like, days. Absolute days, and I've been trying to get not to, like, not look at Tinder, but you being here. And, well, forgive me for being super upfront, but, you know, I've always regarded you as hot and everything, and so it's really kind of hard when you're teasing me like this. So I'm glad that you're good with this type of arrangement for now. Well, more than glad. Relieved, I'd say. Ah, well, now that that's out of the way, I don't want to blush anymore. So, can I just get started with the... Yeah. Yeah, okay, great. Thanks. Fuck, that feels so good. Don't worry, I won't chew. Of course. I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't be this desperate for your cock, you know. If I wasn't practically hardwired to crave it. Your cock tastes so good. I really love it the way it gets hard. Especially when I flick my tongue like this over here and it twitches. Twitch of cock is on my face. No, really. Even after all this time, you've never seen a woman work your cock the way I do, right? See? I hold your cock into high regard. See that your ass, I'm gonna work it. And of course I won't forget about these big heavy balls too. Know how much I love trying to squeeze both of them in my mouth. And going all the way back up. Just feeding on your precum is so good already. Oh, go ahead, you can say it. You can call me a good little cock whore. We both know it anyways. This nothing is so satisfying. I'm just having my face stuffed with your cock. Stuffed and pumped full of cum. No, don't come yet. I intend to go for a little bit longer. After all, I don't have a regular fix for now, so I'll have to milk everything from you for now. Try to make you last as long as possible. Maybe I can treat you by just making myself gag when you're talking like this. Oh, you just love the fucking mess I make all over your cock. The way my throat tightens around your cock. Like this. Boy, I lose my breath all over this big cock. I fucking love it too, you know? Poor you. But you're gonna have to enjoy it a little bit more. Because as I said, I'm gonna need a lot more from you. Especially if you plan... If you plan for this thing to be a one night only... Oh, I'll keep going. Don't you worry about me. I'll switch to my tongue and mouth if I have to. My throat doesn't always have to do all the work, you know? Besides, if I use this tight throat too much, then you might come too soon. Plenty of time to just slow down a little bit. Give you all the kisses and likes. The short little suckles all just to slurp up more of your pre-cum. Gives you a bit to rest, doesn't it? You're such a generous friend, you know that? All right. That's about it. You're twitching so much, I bet you're probably aching. Do you want me to make you come? Make this a win-win situation for both of us? Of course. At your service. A single drop now, would I? Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. See, that wasn't so bad. And you're guaranteed of a satisfied, non-pen-chewing friend for the next 24 hours or so. And I get to be relieved for a bit. You pretty much loosened my jaw pretty nicely there, too. I was so, so fucking tense. Mm. Well, you can choose to go with them if you'd like. I mean, you're only going to be, what, 20, 30 minutes late, I guess? And I'm going to stay here and work, actually. I did promise some work to be done to the office, so go ahead. Go with the friends, and maybe if you get back at the right time, I can have a bit more of that, you know, relieve myself a bit more, because, well, I can already tell work's gonna be a little bit stressful, and I need some more relief after. If you know, you don't want to be bothered by me chewing on my pen. So, just something for you to think about. Well, I'm gonna go clean up, and I'll see you later tonight, then. Have fun!